Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the BioTouch Healing Health Condition Workshop. And my name is Paul.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bev.
And we do these every the lat what the fourth Thursday of every month. Getting all confused, all the different shows we do.
Too many shows.
But today we're going to talk about caring for the caregiver. This is going to be a wonderful little workshop. We're going to have a presenter, and then we're going to teach you some points on how to work with your caregivers. And if you need to download the workbook, you can go to justtouch.com/workbook while the presenter's presenting here, and then we will go through that workbook. Bev will teach you the points and share how to start using BioTouch, especially for those who haven't done it. And if you're just on a podcast, you'll be able to follow. It's pretty easy to go do. So we had a speaker today. John Kerr was supposed to be our speaker from last5yards.com, but what is it? He almost poked his eye out or
He's
something.
under the weather. Yes,
Under
he
the
can barely
he
see.
can barely see. I seeing get who had but eyes before. So anyhow, but it just is in the cards because we did a Monday show with John quite a few weeks ago. And so we just cut out a little bit of it and are going to use his presentation here. And so it's a recording. And then we'll come back and we'll teach you the points. So John Kerr is his name. And here is his presentation on caring for the caregivers.
So we are a resource center and that provides training for in-home caregivers. And why? What's the reason why we would do this? It's free of charge. We do not want to charge anyone to be able to receive the opportunity to give care for someone transitioning. In 2015 to 2020, there was 9.5 million new caregivers in the United States that were not trained and not paid. So what's happening is our families are taking care of one another, right? We're unified, working together. That was before COVID. And after COVID-19, the numbers have skyrocketed. So employment has gone through the roof, or unemployment, I should say, has gone through the roof because people are taking care of their family members in that transition period. Now, here's something that's really interesting. The US Census came out and said in 2034, there's going to be more seniors aging out and transitioning than children in the United States. That's the first time in US history. And so if we think about that just magnitude-wise, where are they going to go? There's no facilities. They haven't built enough for it. So the initiative back in 2017 for myself was to move from California to Arizona and help and assist with end-of-life care with my mom. She was diagnosed with kidney cancer. It went through to her lymph nodes, to her spinal cord, and then to brain. And 11 months of that process of driving from Tucson to Sun City, it's 2 hours one way, and then turn around to get back to work before 8 o'clock in the morning was a feat. I mean, it was really a challenge. And I knew that my health was, it's decreasing. My energy and everything else that I go with has been really, it was taxing on me. It was really toll, and for my family as well. And so when I looked at that and through her passing, there was a lot of sadness. And if you think about just leaving the world, right, with your mom, my mom is my best friend, as most moms are, right? That was very painful to go through. And in 2022, I was given the opportunity to meet a good friend that volunteers with me, to meet his mom at a corn roast at church. And a corn roast is where you eat corn. I thought it was maybe something different, but it really is corn. So we're there and we're
Good
eating
thing,
corn. And if you go to the About Us page on last5yards.com, About Us, you'll see a photo of Beatrice. Beatrice Humphreys was 98 years old when I met her at that church function. And she looked at me and she's all, "Where have you been? I know you." She's all, "I have had many sons in my life and you will be my last. Will you help me transition?" Since 2006 until that day, she had been in and out of hospice 10 times. And every time that she gets into the hospital, they pronounce her that she's going to be last leg and she has a miracle. Well, she was a product of BioTouch. She talked about the importance of touch. And I uniquely started my journey in caregiving at the age of 13 with mentally disabled kids. And I started teaching swim safety. And I never thought of it as dealing with as a caregiver until Mama B, as we call her, you know, Beatrice, said, "You've always been a caregiver and you've always given to everyone else." And she asked me on her deathbed to promise her two things. One, that I would watch after Warren, her son, which is also a technician with BioTouch. He's a master of it as well. And she said, number two, change humanity. Change the good for everyone and teach them the importance of taking care of one another. And that's what this all started from.
Right.
It was the real realization from someone that believed in me and knows that this is never going to be possible without everyone working together. And what we've got in the next 10 years is going to be really painful if we don't really circle our wagons and take care of our own.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long, like, introduction. Hello.
That was perfect. That was perfect. And, you know, and I think that the key that we're trying to talk about here is, you know, the collaboration that we did. And I think what you really just reiterated there was this idea of helping humanity, changing humanity, creating a new kind of thought form, which we talk about every Monday, don't we, Bev?
We do. Yeah. We do. Yeah,
Go ahead.
I want you to finish.
No, I was going to say, I watch you guys every Monday, and I'm it's a joy because there's so much just about kindness and respect to one another. It really is that greeting. And when someone does get touched and they have that release, right? I have it done with myself. And I just, every time, it's one of those, it's very sacred for me. It's very one of those moments of just breath.
You know, I worked with my mother, and I know Bev worked with her mother during their transition. And it just couldn't have been any more magical, you know. And I work with my father too, you know, like Bev, it wasn't yours a really magical time with your mother?
You know, I often thought, what an honor to have been on that transitioning journey with my mom and to be a witness for her, you know. While you were talking about that, and Paul and I talk about this all the time, John, and you know, because we've worked with you as well. I think one of the great gifts of BioTouch and why it's here now is because it is, in its offering and sharing, it's letting each of us come into contact with another and to work together and to share and to be a part and to be a witness for each other that we're all here together. We're human. We go through things, but here's something that we can do together that can really bring a quality, quality. And by the way, while you were talking, tell us again, because I think it's really cool, why you call that the last 5 yards.
Well, so the story goes, Warren Humphreys, Beatrice's son, he and I were talking and he said, "I've taken my mom now 10 times to her final stage, and I've never been able to get her across the finish line. These all these last 5 yards are the hardest ever." Now, Warren doesn't know much about football. He does. He knows a lot about football. And so for him to say that, the fortitude of it just snapped with me. And early on in my career, I was able to work for the NFL for 2 years and just doing some shows for them, halftime shows and whatnot, as an assistant choreographer and production aspect of it. And in those shows, I know that that's a big search term. So I started looking at search terms in NFL, and the largest one is last 5 yards. Every football team tries to find a play, a strategy. And do you know what we find the most empowering part is when the person that's going to be transitioned is the one that made the playbook, when they are the leader. And that's one thing that we insist on our site, that if we can just really stress anything, is let them be the leader in it. You know, we're supposed to be the support team, the honor and respect, right? They're our parents. And I'll tell you, Mama B had dementia and she had Alzheimer's, and it's really hard when someone gets in their routine and you can't break them. You have to listen to them, right? You have to find a way to be able to offset without getting annoyed, right? Because that does happen. And in time,
right,
you need to have that touch yourself.
Right.
Because if you can't find that release, right? If you can't find that 15 minutes a day, then you're not going to be any good. And 15 minutes doesn't seem like much until you're in the role as a caregiver.
Right.
And it's not just, I mean, we published a little bit in that pamphlet, and I'm sure they'll be able to read it. You know, in there, it's not about what you Google searched of what it says. That's what most caregivers that are not trained, that 9.5 million, majority of them look to say, well, what does it caregiving mean? And it's doing grocery shopping and making sure that you clean up after them, you know, that bathe them. There's a lot more. What about their will? If not, if nothing is set, it all goes to, in a state, it goes to the government, which, yeah, not that there's a problem with it. Absolutely, some people want it to go there. But what about other nonprofits that could benefit from it and that those, yeah, funds really go through and make a big, I mean, I'll never forget when, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers came out. And then all of the donation of a car to nonprofits became a very big, big. Right. And so, now we have an opportunity to make it even bigger. And yeah, that's something that there's a lot of families that don't have, a lot of seniors don't have a family to be able to work with. And if we could be a helpful voice in that aspect, we want to. So we're a resource center. We're not, it's all based on our own experiences. I do not have a PhD in anything other than love, right? I have two boys that I love to death, and I think that's where I got my degree. But I have a degree in business, and I've been in publishing for just about 20 years.
Right.
And to go from that into something like this, it's like home. So, it makes me feel,
yes,
complete.
So we need to get into, you know, why we decided to collaborate and do BioTouch and how people can get the little training that we created justtouch.com. caring-for-caregivers. There's links here on the postings. You can go directly to that. Because I think what's important, and you talked about it, that even the caregiver needs a break. And I think people need to understand in this, you know, just by doing a 5-minute session with somebody, there's this reciprocal feeling that happens because there's a moment of quietness for both of you. And there's a relaxation for myself as a caregiver, because I come to that understanding, as you were just saying, I'm not here to change my loved one. I'm not here to even try to prolong their life. I'm just trying to bring peace to the situation. I've gone into situations where people were dying and all kinds of people were crying and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And the minute I went in and did the BioTouch, started doing the BioTouch, the whole room calmed down, you know? And
it's that release of fear and anxiety,
yes,
that is prevalent, but it's also a breath that you and the other, yes, person take at the same time, and that is truly the most calming thing you could ask for. It's, there's no tension, there's nothing but just that rest and relaxation, and that tone is so important in knowing your role. It really is. Our role as caregivers is truly to be the most loving and supporting person possible. We have to take notes of what medication they're taking, or when they have an accident, or they're not eating. All that's the responsibility to go back to the family or to anyone that is needing a chart or report. It's a lot of keeping track of what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's not as easy as one thinks, because it normally takes about 4 years for someone to transition. Hmm. 4 years is a long investment when you think about taking, I mean, the millennials right now, they are by far their heroes. They are the most caregivers right now that is happening in the United States. And they are working for 32 hours to 36 hours. They're doing split shifts. They're doing everything possible to take care of their family members that are aged out, right? That they are transitioning. And their own health is decreasing by 3% more than the average, because they have the stresses of a new home or a new marriage or a child. And they're just starting their lives out. And they're giving up part of their biggest opportunity that some people would say they're in their prime. And I say they're just in the process of what that generation's about.
Right.
I really think it's one of those things that will help us transition as we get older. Because, I mean, we're like millennials ourselves, right? The new millennial?
No.
Not quite, but
we're boomers.
Talking to a couple of boomers here, so.
Yeah.
We have the millennials taking care of us, but.
Right. for their parents or their grandparents, siblings, whatever. And yes, it costs a lot of money and you can't always find a facility, on and on and on. But I want to impress upon everybody that the importance of this workshop, in that BioTouch is a, you know, it's a way that the caregiver can care for the loved one, but it's also something that's going to be able to be given to the caregiver. So it's like this complete circle.
Right.
Everybody in that group that's caring, you know, everybody gets cared for with BioTouch. And I think with so many people doing that and learning this is so simple. It doesn't cost anything to practice it. It's just really a gift for all of us, I think.
And I think his information about 3% decrease in the health of these millennials who are taking care, that their health is getting just shot. And we've had the research, you know, that it reduces the stress, it levels out cortisol levels, it builds the immune system response. And as we're going to learn here right now, it's very simple to do. Even if you just took one or two of these sets that we're going to teach you now. So we'll go right to it. We're going to teach it again. If you need the workbook, go to justtouch.com/workbook. And we're going to turn this over to Bev. And then we'll come back and share a few more. If there's any questions you have, just post it there in the Facebook or the YouTube. So take it away, Bev.
Okay. So just a real quick overview of the workbook. That very first page is always going to be just a little synopsis of the health condition that we will be presenting. It just kind of introduces you to what that is on that first page. The second page that we're going to, it says page 6 in the workbook. And it's at the top, it says, what is BioTouch? Now, for those of you who are new to BioTouch, who don't know really anything about it, we like to go over this, these four bullets, because it just gives you an overall review of what this technique is. And basically, BioTouch is this simple, it's a hands-on technique using the first two fingers of the hands and touching the body very lightly, like a butterfly, we say. There's specific sets of points in this technique that you can touch to literally address any condition that the body can manifest. So let's go to this first one. BioTouch is easy to learn, and even children have learned it and do practice it effectively. I think that's a really magical part of it. The moment that we all learn it, we're going to be effective. And children, I always think BioTouch is like being like a child. It's so non-invasive and so trustworthy and safe and loving, just like children can be. So yes, children have taken our classes, have become certified. If little baby children can do it, we can all do it. So the next bullet, BioTouch is a complement to any healthcare program. We don't say an alternative. We say complement, because BioTouch literally enhances anything, any program that you may be doing, whether it's another modality, another practice that you're using, whether it's a strict diet, you're under a doctor's care, whatever the case may be. BioTouch is just going to enhance that healthcare program. The next bullet, BioTouch has no levels of ability, and everyone, as I said, is effective the first time. This is something that is, I think, one of the most important points about BioTouch. You can learn it right now. You can begin to practice it right now, and you will be effective right now. That is a pretty awesome thing to be saying, because there is no special training. We do offer classes that, you know, you can certainly do that, But we have ways that you can learn this on your own with your loved one or with another person. You don't have to go through anything. This is here for you all the time. So there's no special training, talent you need. So, you know, as I said, the very first time you're going to be effective for everyone. The last bullet, it requires no special preparation, a belief system. So when you want to use BioTouch, there's no preparation of any kind. You don't have to light a candle. You don't have to put on music. You don't have to be positive and prepare yourself and protect yourself from negative energy. That defeats the whole purpose of BioTouch. BioTouch is to bring us into a loving, healing relationship with each other. The moment that you start thinking about that belief system, or you have that type of state of mind, we separate ourselves. So the great news is you can just walk up, give that greeting, that first set we're going to teach tonight, and the body begins to respond. So you just touch. You can just touch and let that person, that body, respond and do what it knows what it wants to do with BioTouch. Our bodies are an intelligent units who want to be whole and loving and healthy and happy, all of that. So let's go ahead and begin. I do want to go over a couple of points here. When you practice BioTouch, the first thing that we say to do is to wash your hands. BioTouch is always one person touching another person on the skin. So the question will come up, can you touch yourself? Our answer is, well, if you can reach those specific points on yourself, what is the harm? But by definition, that is not BioTouch. One person, it brings two people into a relationship, remember. So we want to begin every session with what we call the greeting. You're going to use the first two fingers of each hand, touch lightly on the skin like a butterfly, and those sets of points that you will touch in each of those different points, sets, will be held 6 to 8 seconds. So you can literally practice BioTouch anywhere, anytime, with anyone, and you will be totally effective. So we're going to go to the next page. Paul, I think, did you want to say something about how this, the pages are set up before I move ahead? Okay, so the next page is page 7, and we're not going to go over these terms, but we do like to bring to your attention the first two bullets. And we were talking about this relationship, the associate and the recipient. So the associate is the one who will be giving the BioTouch. And we like to go over this because if you look in the dictionary, it describes an associate as one often in the company with another, implying an intimacy or equality. And two, one having an interest in common with another. This is one of the beautiful things about BioTouch. It breaks down all the barriers between us, bringing us into a relationship of equality. The other half of that relationship is called the recipient. This is the one who benefits. Actually, let me say that again. In that relationship, everyone benefits. So the recipient is the one who receives the BioTouch in that session. Okay, now, Paul, tell them a little bit about the way it's set up.
So if you've downloaded the workbook, or you're looking at it here, or if you're just listening to us on the podcast, each set has two pages. The first page will be a drawing that has numbered points that we will go over, telling you exactly where it is. Okay. At the bottom of that page, it gives you a synopsis of where those points are. On the second page, we describe where the points are, word for word. And then you'll notice on each of those pages, it says, click here to watch the video. And that will take you to a link where the video will show you somebody doing the points, and they're verbally telling you where the points are, and the words are the same as here in the manual. So it's very easy to go back and forth, and we will be going over the video and the words here in this little workshop today.
Okay, thank you. The first set that we are going to share with you is called the greeting. Remember, I said this is the one you always want to perform when you start a session, practice with another person before you touch any other points on the body. This is sets up a harmony between the associate and the recipient. And what is unique about this set is that you're going to use one hand only. There's only two points, and you're going to touch them both with your dominant hand. So you will see that it will explain that in the video that we are going to watch now.
The greeting is always performed at the beginning of each session. It's the only set that uses one hand and the only set that indicates which hand to use. The greeting is performed with the dominant hand. If you are right-handed, use your right hand. If you are left-handed, use your left hand. The greeting is made by touching at point one, which is in the fleshy area just below the bottom of the breastbone or sternum. Hold this point for 6 to 8 seconds. Then, with the same two fingers, touch point two on the back. To find point two, look for the big bone at the base of the neck. From here, move 1 to 1.5 inches to the left. This is point two. Hold this point for 6 to 8 seconds. More than one associate may work with a recipient provided that all of the associates perform the greeting. If the associate or the recipient leaves the session, or if someone who hasn't done the greeting touches either the recipient or the associate, the greeting must be reestablished. Then the session may proceed from where it was interrupted.
Yes. So you've done the greeting, and now the first set that we suggest, we always put these together, certain sets for that condition. So the headset is a great set to use because it addresses anything that is a condition related to the brain. And of course, we have depression and insomnia with the caregivers, and it really does help to bring them into a better place, thinking and things like that. So let's go ahead and watch the video, someone doing the headset.
The headset can be used to address conditions related to the brain. There are four steps in this set. In step one, use thru-fire to touch points A and A. Point A on the back of the head is in the center of the neck at the base of the skull. Point A on the front of the head is at the center of the forehead, where the forehead begins to curve to the crown. Step 2 is performed in crossfire with the fingers of each hand touching on opposite sides of the head. Hold at X, which is in the indentation beside the neck muscle at the base of the skull. It is the same as point 1 of the back set. On the opposite side of the head, touch points 1 through 5. Points 1, 2, and 3 are on the ridge line formed where the skull curves up toward the crown. Point 1 is above the outside corner of the eye on the ridge. Point 2 is above the front of the ear on the ridge. Point 3 is above the back of the ear on the ridge. To locate point 4, Move down the head toward the base of the skull to a horizontal indentation, approximately one-third of the way down from the top of the ear, and 1 to 1.5 inches behind the back edge of the ear. Point 5 is opposite hold point X at the base of the skull. Point 5 now becomes the new hold point as points 1 through 5 are touched on the opposite side of the head. In crossfire, touch point 1 above the outside corner of the eye on the ridge, point 2 above the front of the ear on the ridge, point 3 is above the back of the ear on the ridge. Point 4 is a horizontal indentation approximately one-third of the way down from the top of the ear and 1 to 1.5 inches behind the back edge of the ear. And point 5 is opposite hold point X at the base of the skull. Step 3 is performed in matching fire, touching points 1 and 1. Two and two, three and three, four and four, five and five. Finally, in step 4, place the open palms of both hands on the head covering points 1 through 3. Be careful, don't let your hands touch each other.
Okay. The next set is stress and anxiety set, and I don't think we have to say much about that after listening to John. We're going to be having emotional and mental stress and anxiety as caregivers. And so this is a great set. Very simple, as you will see, but very effective in really helping with that stress. So let's go ahead and watch the video.
The stress set may be used to address any manifestation of physical, emotional, or mental stress, as well as anxiety and shingles. Hold at X, which is in the fleshy area just below the bottom of the breastbone. It is the same as greeting point 1. Then with the other hand, touch points 1 and 2, which are the same points as in the heart set. These points are found by imagining a line running from the notch at the top of the breastbone to a place on the left breast where the nipple would be on a youth. Divide this imaginary line into thirds. Point 1 is at the top of the first third. Point 2 is at the top of the second third. These points may be touched repeatedly, and remember to touch each point for at least 6 to 8 seconds.
And the last set we want to share with you is the neck set. Again, as you'll see, very simple, but this is a good one because we hold a lot of our stress and things in this area, and we have headaches. So this is always good for the headaches and just neck pains, relaxation. So this is a very easy, but again, a very effective set to use. Let's go ahead and watch the video.
The neck set is used for addressing most headaches, neck pains, and soreness of the upper back. These points are performed in matching fire on the large muscles that run along the back of the neck. Points 1 and 1 are halfway down the neck on the side of the large muscles. Points 2 and 2 are at the top of the neck on the side of the large muscles at the base of the skull. Points 3 and 3 are at the bottom of the neck on the side of the large muscles. As with any set, you may repeat the points as many times as you like. These points may be touched in any order, such as touching points 2, then points 1, and finally points 3.
There you have it. So I wanted to bring up a few things that came to me while you were sharing. One was, if you'll notice, we had a lot of children in those videos. And so, yes. You know, as you said in the beginning, this is for the whole family. You know, everybody can do it. And get the kids involved because, you know, that, you know, if grandma is dying or grandpa's dying and they get to participate in that transition, you know, there's no better way to help them learn about the peace and tranquility of the transitional time or taking care of an Alzheimer's grandparent.
Right.
And the nice thing we want to make sure you understand is as you're working, maybe doing these points on those that you're caring for, because you that's what you want to do, it's going to have a reverse effect like you talked about in the beginning. It's circular. So, you know, you're working on somebody, but you're getting some of the effect,
you're
the relaxation.
You're getting something.
Yeah. Right. There's a sense of boom. The whole energy of yourself just calms down because you're focusing on helping somebody else. Now, if you can get somebody to do any of those sets on you, even that much better. But but just doing that with your loved one is going to help your stress levels. And, you know, the other thing, too, is you don't have to... Very seldom are you going to get somebody you're working with to sit still like those photographs. So,
right.
You know,
true.
You can be doing BioTouch. There can be noise. There can be music. I've worked with a Alzheimer's patient once, and I had to sort of walk around the room with him because he couldn't sit. So I was doing the greeting, and I was trying to get a few of the headsets in there. And so it's not about having to have this peaceful, calm place in order to begin doing BioTouch. And if all you get is the greeting, and even just A&A of the headset, or a couple of sweeps or local work on the neck. So other things you can do too is, we have a sweep and we didn't show those. You can slowly and deliberately move your fingers across an affected area. So you could go down the neck, you could go up the neck, okay. You could even just do points around the head, just slow and deliberate movement of the fingers across the skin, lightly like a butterfly.
I tell you, please try it. I like what you said about, well, we always say this, it's for the families.
Yeah.
But I just got this beautiful vision of mom taking care of grandma as a caregiver. And then the little kid coming in and help and giving BioTouch to mom in the evening because she is stressed out. And I mean, wow, does it get any more magical than that? I don't think so.
I just had somebody come in the center just talking about how magical BioTouch is and the stories that we have. If you want more magical stories, you can always listen to the Mondays with Bev and Paul show. There's lots of testimonials on our website, justtouch.com. If you had any questions listening to this and you were in a replay, just kick us an email, office@justtouch.com, and we'd be happy to answer it and go over anything that we can do to help you take care of your stress levels and take care of the caregiver who's caring for all of us baby boomers.
I tell ya.
All right.
Oh, man.
So we're here the fourth Thursday of the month. We have another workshop coming up next month, and we look forward to sharing that with you.
Yes.
Thank you, Bev.
Thank you, Paul.
And
thanks, everyone.
Thank you all for joining us.
Days in and days out. Space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is BioTouch. when I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.